You're an ice cream cone. You're a lollipop. You're a baby chick. You're a pogo stick. You're a magic trick. You're a spinning top. You're special.
Hey everybody, it's Tim. You've probably seen that there's been some big changes to the Neighborhood Archive these past few days, and I wanted to go over with you real quick what those changes are and why those changes have been made, and also go over what I see for the future, basically, of future discussions and the future of this website. And I figured this was much easier to do through a very quick podcast than it would be to sit down and try to type all of this out in great detail. So let me start off by saying you've probably heard me say before that my initial idea for the Neighborhood Archive was to have a website that people could go to for discussion and nostalgia and just a variety of things when it comes to all things Mr. Rogers. And I didn't initially want to do that through a website right off the bat because I didn't know if this idea was going to take off, and I didn't want to be tied to a domain name and, you know, paying for hosting and things like that if this wasn't going to be something people would be interested in. So I started off with a free blog through Blogspot, and that's how the blog got started, if you weren't aware. But obviously this idea has taken off and just taken off great, which has led to the establishment of NeighborhoodArchive.com, which got going last fall, brings us up to present day. So the first big change that you've probably noticed is the blog will be moving. The blog is no longer going to be located at neighborhoodarchive.blogspot.com, where it has been for the past 2 or 3 years. I think it's time to start moving forward with the next step of getting everything into one website. And in order to do that, I'll be switching over from Blogspot to WordPress as far as the software, the program I'll be using to create the blog. I know that means very little to you as readers of the site, but it means a lot to me on my end that I won't get into those details of why I prefer to do things this way. But the Blogspot blog will stay there with one post eventually that'll just say, it'll just have links to the new locations and direct people to the new locations. The blog itself will now be located at neighborhoodarchive.com/blog, to where it's actually going to be a part of neighborhoodarchive.com. The other big thing that you've probably noticed as well is the addition of a message board. And this is something that I threw out there as an idea, I believe, last fall. Got a great response to it last fall. Just decided it wasn't the right time to run with that. But the more I've thought about that over the past 6 months or so, and especially over the past 2 or 3 weeks, I really feel like this is the direction to go. So let's see. You know, how are things going to work? Let's talk about that. Here's my plan. Here's the way I see things. You may have noticed and may have seen this already over the past 6 months since NeighborhoodArchive.com has started. You may have seen on the main page where it says recent updates. And underneath that, usually there's about 10 to 12 things. The most recent 10 or 12 things that have been added to the site are listed there with links directly to those updates. That's going to be the place to go now to see the new things that have been updated. There's not going to be any more blog posts that say, you know, that have three pictures that say, here's a link now to go back to the website and take a look at this stuff. Just go directly to the website. That's all that's going to be necessary. There's not going to be that extra step of visiting the blog and linking back to the website. For me, that was just an extra step that I really feel like was unnecessary. One drawback at that point is that people who use the blog through through things like Google Reader, for example, right now, that's not going to be a possibility to add this to your reader like it was through the blog. I understand that's one of the negatives that I took into consideration, but the positives far outweigh the negatives as far as I'm concerned, so I feel like this is the direction to go. So once you've seen that new information has been added, we'll say that you see I posted about episode 1600, we'll say, and you look at the summary and you read through it, you see some pictures, the commentary, and you decide you want to make some comments or you want to have some discussion about this episode, that's where you'll go to the message board. And the message board, you're welcome to browse it, read the stuff all you want without signing in, but in order to make comments and have discussions, you'll need to create an account and sign in. It's free. You're not going to get bombarded with spam as a result, anything like that. But you will need to create an account, as you do with most message boards. The message boards, that's where discussions will take place. The blog isn't going away, but as far as I'm concerned, the blog will be used much less often than it was up until about this past week. Without the need to post daily updates saying new things have been added, the blog will be reserved for things like, fun things like what Eric did a few weeks ago with King Friday's birthday, which I thought was fantastic. It'll be things like that that don't necessarily have a place in the website, but are just fun things to share with people. So the use of the blog itself will be less frequent. It's not going away. It will just be used less frequently than it was in the past. As far as I'm concerned, the message board will be where discussions will take place and questions will be asked and things like that. Positives and negatives of the message board. In talking with Eric about this, he brought up a negative aspect that I agree with, that when people are on message boards, they tend to be a little more personal. And I don't mean that by like sharing personal information. I mean that by in the way that I think people are, more likely or more there's more potential for some disrespect, I guess you could say, if there's any disagreement. I don't think it's going to be an issue necessarily, especially with the main core of people that are readers of the site right now. That's not been an issue thus far on the blog comments, and if it does become an issue, you know what? That'll be noted, and then those people will be basically removed from the message board. There won't be any tolerance for any kind of disrespect on there at all. So, like I said earlier, the positives far outweigh the negatives. Some of the positives on my end, I know this means very little to you as readers, but on my end, housing everything in one location at neighborhoodarchive.com and not bouncing between, that domain and the Blogspot domain, that's a very big bonus or a very big positive on my end. Two big positives that will affect you as readers are, number one, you'll be able to search through the commentary in the discussion. It's very difficult to find. If you want to go back and find information that was shared in a blog comment, it's next to impossible, if not impossible, to go back and find those. There's certainly not any kind of a search that I'm aware of that will allow you to do that, to search the actual comments through the blog. But now that everything would be housed in a message board, all discussion taking place in a message board, it's very easy to search the message board for anything you would want, any kind of discussion that had taken place. The other big positive, I think, from the side of the reader is that discussions basically don't just go away once that blog post is gone. If I were to post about a certain episode, obviously after a matter of days, that post has worked its way down, and discussion about that pretty much is forgotten. In a message board format, all it takes is for one person to add a new question or a new comment, and that topic is bumped back to the top of the list. So I think this will provide the opportunity for more in-depth discussions and some more fun discussions than what took place on the blog comments. Now, speaking of the blog comments, I know one of the big concerns is, what's going to happen to all of the stuff from the old blog. Now, as you may have seen already, if you go to the new blog location, you'll see that all of the previous information has been imported to the new location, and that includes the comments. I'm not positive about this, but I believe you might need to log in as a WordPress member in order to make comments on the new blog. But again, that's going to be used much less frequently, and discussions will take place on the message board instead. I really think this is something that's going to be a great thing. I think it's something to be excited about. I know it's going to be a big change, and this is going to be, some people are going to dislike this. I hope this doesn't turn anybody off to these websites completely by any means. But I think in the long run, after people get used to the new format, I think it's going to be a great thing. I think it's going to be a lot more fun. I think the discussions are going to be more interesting. It's just going to be a lot more fun in the long run. So if you would, feel free to send any feedback my way. Actually, you know what? This would be a great topic to discuss on the message board, to where I'll start a new topic on there pretty soon, and I'll get your feedback on the message board on this new setup, and I'd be very curious to see where this goes. I'm hoping people are very receptive to this idea. There's still some kinks I'm working out as far as the layout of the message board and of the new blog, but I'm very excited to have everything housed at neighborhoodarchive.com. It's all one location now. Very, very convenient, very easy for you as the reader and for me as the person kind of organizing this whole thing. So I'm pretty excited about this. I think it's got a lot of great potential. And so let's continue the fun that we've had so far on the blog at the previous location. Let's take this one step further and see where we can take this. So I look forward to talking with all of you on the message board.